5 AV. We paused for a time to recognize one of our hams who was very loyal and faithful, who became a silent key. Archie Neal Anderson, Jr., son of the late A.N. Anderson, Sr., and Mary E. Smith Anderson, was born on January 9th, 1932, in Wichita, Kansas. Archie passed after a lengthy battle with leukemia on September 5th, 2013. He served his country both in U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force, then retired from the armed forces after 21 years of dedicated service. He retired a second time after 19 years of work within his local community for Southwestern Bell Telephone Company. He was an active member of the Ozark Mountain Amateur Radio Club and the 7290 Traffic Net, where he received several honors and awards for his outstanding performance and participation. He is survived by his wife, Bridget Anderson, three children, Leslie Anderson, LaGoria, Dean Anderson, and Dirk Anderson, as well as his sister, Laura Dresel, five grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Any and everyone who ever encountered Archie knew him as a friend, and he will be sorely missed. He enjoyed listening and talking on his ham radio and spending time on his computer. He was always willing to help his friends and his loving father and family man. In lieu of flowers, it is recommended, well, that's already passed, but anyway, let's remember Archie. And if you still want to send something, they would like for you to send a donation to the Ozark Amateur Radio Club or the Three Rivers Hospice. And I think they would still appreciate any donation. I do want to say one thing about Archie. Once we had any kind of an emergency by hurricanes and so forth out of the Gulf, Archie was always there with an extremely loud signal helping us relay and also taking net control. And he did that for several years. We'll pause now for a word of scripture. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, we just thank you for this day and for the fact that we knew Archie well during his time here with us. And we just pray that you will take care of the family, Lord, and we pray that you'll go with them through their time of loss. We thank you for everything that you've given us, and we thank you for the friendship we had with Archie. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I'll turn it back to you, Joanne.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it. Anyone want to say a word? I always remember Archie was always there and willing to relay when we needed it with bad band conditions. And Archie did was the recipient of the Whitney Nugget in 2006, so he meant a lot to the net, and he will be missed. Bridget, KC0WZB, are you by chance listening? that's Archie's widow there. Anyone want to say anything about Archie before we continue?